brother and sister Leach. They have are in the process of moving from Colorado, and we're so glad to have them here. And so pray that God will bless them and give them favor in that process. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's so good to see my friends over here, Fred and Patty Gerleman, and longtime friends, and their son come to see their other son, Zach. Amen. And we love having Zach around here. He's doing a great job at fitting in with our youth and helping us start a campus ministry at MSU, and we're excited about all that God's doing there. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's good to have them with us in service. Amen. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Just a simple thought today. It may not be new material to most of us, but perhaps somebody just needs to hear about what's in the name. What's in the name? Dear Lord, we thank you for the moving of your Spirit in this house. We thank you, Lord, for lives already touched, for healing and for blessing and deliverance that's in this house. God, I pray that you will let there be an even greater revelation of your name, of the power that's in your name, of the miracles that are in your name, of salvation that's in your name. Help us, Lord, to see who you really are so that we can walk in the fullness of truth today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? No one has ever made a greater impact on the world than Jesus Christ. His coming to this earth, it changed the world forever. His death provided us the power to escape sin and death. His brief life here on this earth gave us the ultimate example of love that we should follow after. More than 2,000 years have passed since that time, but his story does not go away. In fact, the gospel of Jesus Christ is being shared more and more in the world today than ever before. Followers of Jesus Christ can be found all over this earth. He is read of and spoken about in thousands of languages. For the followers of Jesus Christ, our creation and our destiny are both wrapped up in him. But even though he is recognized worldwide, and even though his name is declared in most every nation, there are yet many who still do not truly know him. And there's countless others who have some knowledge, but they truly need a revelation of who Jesus is. Who is Jesus Christ? Colossians 2 and 8 tells us, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ is not just one of three bodies or three figures in the Godhead. We know, of course, that God is a spirit. We can't see a spirit. John 1 and 18 declares it to be so. No man hath seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. When we get to heaven, there will not be three thrones with God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. That's not found in the Word of God. John the Revelator, he wrote of heaven and he described one throne. How awesome that God, knowing what would come in our world today, used the words of Paul in Colossians to warn us of being led astray by the doctrines of the world that don't match up with what the Word of God says when it comes to who Jesus is. He said, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." I know that the traditions of men might say one thing, pulling from the principles of the world, but using human wisdom does not give you the truth. Paul said, "Beware, lest any spoil you, lest any lead you away with philosophy and empty deceit, because only the truth, the Word of God declares, in Jesus Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." We need a revelation today, a fresh revelation of who Jesus truly is. He is God manifested in flesh, come to this earth to save us, to give us hope, to forgive us of our sins, and to make the way of salvation available to us. 2 Corinthians 5 and 19 tells us, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses upon unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God was in Christ. That's who Jesus is. He is God manifested in flesh, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting people's sins against them, but he's come to this earth to save people from their sin. Paul said it so plainly when he wrote in 1 Timothy 3:16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." Oh, I'm thankful for that. He was justified in the Spirit. Thank God for that. He was seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Hey, it is a great mystery. Without question, it's a mystery to many today. Who is Jesus? Who is this? He is God manifest in flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. He was seen of angels. He preached unto the people of this world. He was believed on in this world. And after he was crucified, he rose again, and he was received up into heaven. Who is Jesus? I tell you, it was God manifested in flesh, come to save you, come to save me. Who is Jesus? This is God, the creator of heaven and earth, but he was in flesh so that he could touch us and he could move upon us and he could give us salvation. Oh, there's a lot of ideas out there about what this world needs. What we need to fix our problems. How can we have peace? And what's the answer to world hunger and homelessness and political turmoil? I tell you what this world needs today. It's not more politicians. It's not more money. It's not more love or more technology. What this world needs is to know who Jesus is. This world needs to know who Jesus is. And I'm so thankful that the power of his Spirit resides inside you and inside me. And we can declare Jesus Christ to this world. Jesus, our Redeemer and Savior. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the great I Am. He's the first and the last. He's the rock we can depend on. And what our world really needs to know is Jesus is coming again. There is hope for the world. There is an answer for us today. There is help to be found in the Word of God today. And it's found in Jesus Christ. In John chapter 12, there was a group of people who came to worship. And reading in John 12, 21, "The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, 'Sir, we would see Jesus.' we would see Jesus. I pray today that we would have that same desire. Let that be our heart's cry. Let that be the passion of our soul, that we would see Jesus. I don't want you just to tell me about him. I don't want to just kind of hear some stories about him, but I want to see him for myself. I want to know him for myself. I want to know his power. I want to see his spirit working and moving in me. I want to feel his anointing. I want to see his power of healing and deliverance. Oh, sirs, we would see Jesus. Come on, somebody today. I want to see Jesus. I want to see his glory. I want to see his power. I want to see his spirit moving. Yeah. 100 years ago, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was happening all across North America. The revival on Azusa Street had spread all around the world. It was awesome to see what God was doing. And in various camp meetings and other gatherings, there was a great hunger for revelation. And people began to see that this was coming to pass. Oh, that they would see Jesus. They received the awesome revelation of a mighty God in Christ. They began baptizing in the name of Jesus, like the apostles did in the New Testament. And some were ostracized for it. Some were disowned by their families. Some gave up everything they had for their beliefs. Let it not be today that we underestimate the importance of knowing who Jesus really is, but let us have a fresh revelation of the mighty God in Christ. I pray that we would see it anew. I pray it would be revealed to us once again. Let it truly hit home in our hearts. We need to know him. We need to see him for who he truly is. We must see Jesus. In the last days, I believe that God is going to move once again. There's going to be revelation that overtakes our world. I'm believing for it in Springfield. I'm praying for it in Springfield, that whole churches at a time would see the mighty God in Christ, that pastors and ministers and whole movements would see, I've got to be baptized in his name. That's the way they did it in the Bible, and that's the way we've got to do it today. I believe there's going to be a revelation that we're going to see Jesus like never before. Oh, let's see you in your glory and your majesty. Let us see you in full. Let us understand your power. Let us understand your glory. Don't let it be a mystery to us. But God, help us to understand who you are. There's power in understanding. How powerful it is when we pray and we really understand who we're praying to. If we really understand the power behind who Jesus Christ is, then we understand what it means when we say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're not praying just to someone that we've imagined. We're not praying to someone that's mentioned in a fairy tale somewhere. But when we're praying to the one and we understand who he really is, and because he's been revealed to us, when we understand exactly who he is, that he holds all power in his hands, then we'll never be the same. And when you pray, it might be a simple prayer, but when you say the name of Jesus, something happens in the spiritual realm. Something happens in the natural realm, because that was the voice that said, winds, be still. Rain, stop. That was the voice that spoke and said, blind man, you can see again. That was the voice that said, Lazarus, come out of that grave. And when you say the name of Jesus, it's not just something ordinary. It's not just something simple. It's the most powerful thing you could ever say. The name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. If you don't know what to pray, you just say Jesus. If you don't have time to pray, you just say Jesus. 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 Lord, I don't know what to ask for, but I pray in the name of Jesus that you would work, that you would move, that you would heal. Hallelujah. I pray that when we worship Him, our worship would go beyond just words and music, but we would know who it is we're worshiping. And when we sing about the name of Jesus, it goes beyond just the words that we're saying, but it extends through our hearts and we're tuned into heaven. I pray that when we say His name, we understand we're speaking the only name that seals the authority of heaven. When we preach in His name, we're not just preaching in a physical earthly realm, but there's a connection that's made between the earthly and the heavenly, and the name of Jesus, it commands the attention of all of heaven. Who is this Jesus? Well, first of all, He's the Father in creation. In the Old Testament, we read in Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 2 and 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We don't get our existence from evolution. While others may want to say they descended from whatever it was, the Word of God reveals who our Creator is. Job declared it in chapter 33, verse 4. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Psalm 33 and 6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. From the Word of God, we know that He formed the planets, the sun, the moon, and the stars. We know that God created mankind along with time and order in the universe. It was all created and set into motion by God. We're not worried about what science says. I want to worry about what the Word of God says. Because science has proven the Bible true over and over and over again. Thank God for the creation seminar with Brother Steve Grohman and so much information. But it was enlightening to see how science is just backing up what the Word says. But along with God being the creator of everything, I submit to you that Jesus Christ is the Father in creation. In John 1 and 10, we read about Jesus. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. John was writing of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 8 and 6, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in Him. And that word "and," it means even. So it's saying even one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him. Paul wrote about Jesus in Colossians 1 and 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. John had a glimpse of heaven, and he wrote about it in the book of Revelation, reading in chapter 4, verse 8, about what is going on in heaven. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Jesus and the Father are one. There is one God. But I want to tell you what His name is. His name is Jesus. And Jesus is the Son in redemption. There's only one God. Isaiah 44 and 8 says, "Fear ye not, neither be ye afraid. Have not I told thee from what time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." Isaiah 43 and 10 tells us, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." There is only one Savior today, but let me tell you what his name is. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He's come to save us from our sins. Jesus is our Savior. Luke 2 and 11, "For unto you there is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." There's only one Savior. His name is Jesus. Why did he come? He came to save us from the curse of sin. He took our sins upon himself. He paid the price for us so we can live in victory. It took a perfect sacrifice to do it right. No man could qualify. No lamb or other sacrifice could do the work. But Jesus Christ, God manifested in flesh, took upon a sinless one, took upon him all the sins of the world. His blood paid the price for our sins. In the church, we find salvation, eternal life, hope for tomorrow. It's all because Jesus hath purchased us with his blood. He paid the price. There is one Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's the Father in creation. He's the Son in redemption. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has redeemed our entire world from their sin. That's who Jesus is. And in John 14 and 26, we read the words of Jesus, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Jesus Christ, he is the Spirit in salvation. He's the Spirit in salvation. He said, "I am come in my Father's name." And now we see that the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God hath been sent to us. That's why the disciples knew exactly what he meant when he said in Matthew 28 and 18, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." They knew that Jesus was the Father in creation. They knew he was the Son in redemption. And they knew that he was the Holy Ghost in salvation. And the only name that satisfies all three, it's the name of Jesus Christ. And on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached that they should be baptized in the name of Jesus, all of the other disciples knew exactly what that meant. They understood, they agreed. The only name that we're meant to be baptized in is in the saving name of Jesus Christ. Could I tell you today, if you've never been baptized in the most precious name that there ever is, you need to have that experience. You need to have that baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. What's in the name? The name carries the authority of heaven. It's the name of the Father who created everything. He spoke it into existence. Jesus is the name of the Son in redemption, taking on the sins of the world. And Jesus is the name of the Spirit in salvation. Jesus, the mighty God in Christ. Who do we serve? Who do we live for? Who do we worship? Who do we pray to? We pray to Jesus, the mighty God in Christ. Oh, there's nobody like Jesus. There's no other name like Jesus. What's in the name? I tell you, there's salvation in the name. There's salvation in the name. Acts 4 and 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you've been. I don't care how low this world has brought you. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul lists a long list of sins. A long list of sins. But then in verse 11, chapter 6, verse 11, he says, and such were some of you. Oh, but now you are washed. Now you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I'm thankful I'm not what I used to be. I'm not how I used to be. I don't do the things I used to do. There is hope. There is help. And it's all in the name of Jesus. It's all in His name. Because now we've been washed. We've been sanctified. We've been justified. All in the name of Jesus. Romans 10 and 13 declares, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are here today and you know you need saving and you know you need help and you know you need an answer for your life, but you don't even know what to pray, oh, if you'll just call upon the name of Jesus, I believe that God will move upon your life. He will give you the strength you need. Oh, He will lead you to the steps of salvation, and there is salvation in His name. Why do we believe in having prayer for the sick? Why do we even take time to pray for the sick? Why do we use oil? We take a little bit and we anoint somebody on the head and pray that God would heal. You know, if you don't know what that means and what that stands for, that could be a little weird. Well, what are they doing, you know? We're following the promise of healing in the Word of God. James 5 and 14, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. I love the story found in Acts chapter 3 of Peter and John on their way to the temple to pray. There's nothing like going to church to pray. I enjoy praying at home, but I want to tell you there's something about coming into the house of God and beginning to worship Him and beginning to call on His name and having His Spirit minister and work. There's nothing like going to the house of God at the time of prayer. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was begging there at the gate. And Peter got his attention. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hey, there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. It wasn't Peter. It wasn't John. It wasn't anything they had on their own. They didn't have much money, but all they had to do is say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there is power in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't work just back then, but it still works today. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There is hope for the hurting. There is help for the helpless. There is healing in His name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 18 and 10 declares, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I've come to preach to you today, there's unbelievable power in the name of Jesus. Mark 16 and 7, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Accidentally, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There is power, there is protection. Don't you let the devil beat you up and control your life. That's not the will of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. Luke 10 and 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Two verses later in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You need to realize who you are. If you have been baptized in the name of Jesus, if you've been filled by his spirit, then there is a name that's above every other name that has been applied to your life. And when you speak the name, you have authority and power. Hallelujah. Power, protection, deliverance. We already read it. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. There is deliverance from evil spirits. There is deliverance from oppression. There is deliverance from addiction. There is deliverance from bitterness. It's all found in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you today, more than ever before, there are people who are so bound by evil spirits. They are oppressed by things that they don't even realize. They have opened themselves up through the things of the world, through the things of sin. They've opened themselves up through dealing with witchcraft and all of these things and Ouija boards and all that. And I'll go into that someday. But I want to tell you, people are hurting and they are bound. They are bound. It started out with just a simple thing, using drugs, but all of a sudden their spirit has become opened to the things of the supernatural world and not things that you want in your life. But there is deliverance. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. If you here today, you feel maybe you're scared, you're possessed, but you're probably just oppressed. If you feel like you've been so oppressed by spirits of darkness, by wickedness, by satanistic things, by witchcraft, I want to tell you today, we're going to pray before you leave here today, and we're going to pray in the name of Jesus that God would deliver you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is not in my notes, but if you're in that case today and somewhere in your life you've left a door open to wickedness, you've left a door open to witchcraft, you've left a door open to oppression or possession of the devil, you need to pray today for deliverance and you need to shut the door. You need to shut the door. You need to go through your house and you need to find things of witchcraft and you need to find movies and you need to find songs and you need to find all of that. You need to find games and all of that. And you need to say, you know what? I'm not letting that into my house anymore. But in the name of Jesus, I'm kicking that out and I'm shutting the door. In the book of Acts, they had themselves a little party and got a bonfire and they threw all of the books in there and they threw all the witchcraft in there and they said, no more, but in the name of Jesus, we're going to be free. I tell you today, somebody today, you need to leave here different in the name of Jesus. God has what you need. The power is in his name. The healing is in his name. Deliverance is in his name. Protection is in his name. Would you stand with me today in closing? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know this church might be different from many in this city. We get excited about our worship. We get excited about preaching. We get excited about the name of Jesus. We get excited about what the Lord has brought us out of. God has been good to us. Oh, he has blessed us. He has saved us from sin. Come on, I don't know about you, but God's been good to me. He's brought me out. He's set my feet higher. He's given me a reason for living. Thank the Lord. And we believe in the power of the name of Jesus. If you were to go down to Oak Star Bank, Brother Wiggins, and present them with the check with the account of, well, no, I'm not going to tell you those numbers. If you were to present them with the check written from my account or Sister McCoy's account. And if you were to sign your name to that check, hopefully the bank would catch it. And they'd say, no, this is not right. Because it's not authorized. Brother Tom Barnes, who's really a modern day apostle, and you may not know who he is. He was a pastor in Louisiana, very used in the gifts of the Spirit, mightily powerful in apostolic anointing and authority. Passed away several years ago. But he taught about the power of praying in the name of Jesus. And the way he described it, he said, the name of Jesus signs the checkbook of heaven. The name of Jesus signs the checkbook of heaven. Now, if you were to write a check on Sister McCoy's account, well, better not write it for too much, because... But if you're to write a check on the account of heaven, there's no way to bounce it. Whatever you need, it's there. It's already been paid for. It's already been provided. I don't care what you ask for. It could be the most outlandish request. It could be the hardest miracle that you can think of. But there is nothing impossible to the Lord. And when you pray in the name of Jesus, and that name of Jesus signs that checkbook of heaven, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Brother Barnes said, angels and demons stand at attention at that name. Sometimes we say the name of Jesus and we say it too carelessly. We say it too casually. It's become too ordinary to us. No, I want to tell you, that's the most important part of your prayer. We focus more on the prayer than we do on the power of the prayer. You need to get back to praying in the name of Jesus. And in your spirit, you can feel chills as angels and demons stand at attention at that name. When you say at the name of Jesus, and all of heaven listens because they understand the authority that's in that name. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. That includes it all. Things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. In the name of Jesus, addiction has to bow. At the name of Jesus, cancer has to bow. At the name of Jesus, diabetes, you have to bow. At the name of Jesus, voodoo and black magic and witchcraft, you have to bow. Simply knowing the name of Jesus is not enough. But if you can know what it represents, then it will take your prayers to a whole new level, because you're going to pray in that name, realizing what it stands for. What will you do with the name of Jesus today? What will you do with the most powerful name there is? The most powerful gift that we've been given. It's the name of Jesus. Somebody today, there's deliverance for you. Come on, I feel it in my spirit. There's healing for somebody in this house. Hallelujah. If you're here today and there's cancer in your body, we're going to believe for healing in Jesus' name. Just the other day, I was privileged enough to be able to pray with a man who has cancer. And we began to pray, and we have seen God heal that. We have seen God deliver from that. And I prayed, and I tell you what, I just got bold. I say, I curse the life of this cancer in his body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I don't care what needs you're up against today. Heaven can do anything. And we've got the name. We've got the name that signs the checkbook of heaven. Is there anybody here today you'd like to come forward and say, God, I need healing in my body. God, I need deliverance in my life. I've got a lost loved one. They're bound, but I'm going to believe for victory today. I need some chains broken off of me today, and I want to pray in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody here today you'd gather with me in this altar and say, I need a miracle in the name of Jesus. Come on, would you come? I need blessings in the name of Jesus. I need healing in my body in the name of Jesus. I need God to set my mind free in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to leave this place the same way I came, but in the name of Jesus, I'm going to have the answer today. I'm going to receive my blessing today. I'm going to receive my healing today in the name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus.
Darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, I will live, I will not die, the resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name. I will I will not die, I will declare and lift you high, Christ revealed, and I am healed in Jesus' name. I will live, I will not die, the resurrection power of Christ alive in me.